USA News Update. Former President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, at 98, the oldest living former president, has chosen to spend his final days at home in Plains, Georgia, in hospice care after a series of brief hospital stays. Carter resided at the White House from 1977 to 1981. Five former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyre Nichols are pleading not guilty.
Not guilty.
Nichols' mother, Ravon Wells, who attended the court proceeding, spoke afterward.
I want each and every one of those police officers to be able to look me in the face.
Federal prosecutors say the 28-year-old man accused of shooting two Orthodox Jewish men in Los Angeles is confessing to the crime. Jamie Tran searched the internet to find Jewish targets. Both victims wore traditional clothing and are expected to survive. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.